The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Are you ready for a little romance? Do you think your husband or your wife is clueless when it comes to romance? Are you expecting flowers, chocolate, and a little love? My guest today, Marilyn Huff and Chuck Schmidt, the relationship specialist, will share with you how to make romance simple. Hi, this is Cheryl, and welcome to Simple Steps Real Change Radio at this new day and time. In the next 30 minutes, we have a lot of romantic ground to cover with show regulars Marilyn and Chuck. They've been together both in their relationship and their business for over 20 years. And I first met them when I moved to Oregon, and they live just down the street. I think what I loved about them most is they're just real people with real experiences, and they want you and your partner to have the best relationship you can. And as life partners and business partners, they practice what they teach and do so with love and humor. So Marilyn and Chuck, welcome back to the show today.
Thanks, Cheryl.
I'm excited to have you here this Valentine's week. And, you know, it conjures up so many issues of these grand gestures that we talk about, the hearts, the flowers, the diamonds, the engagements. Why is it we feel that romance has to be larger than life rather than just an everyday occurrence?
Well, I think we're started at a very early age, and we have Walt Disney to thank for that. All the prince and princesses, that's where little boys and girls get their ideas of what romance is. And then they are expanded by, just like you said, flowers. So the flower companies and candy companies and card companies. And people here like holidays, and so it's just become a huge holiday. But sometimes it's a little unrealistic, and the expectations are, I think we're going to get into this in a little bit, the expectations are sometimes overwhelming, maybe for men, and for women, unfulfilled.
Well, and I think, I mean, I just think of any TV commercial you happen to see. He went to Jared's. You know? It's like there's all diamonds everywhere, whether it's Valentine's Day or Christmas or your birthday, Mother's Day, it doesn't matter. He went to Jared's.
Yeah.
You know?
It truly has become more of a business than anything else. And you know, companies deserve to make as much money as they possibly can. But it sets such high expectations when it comes to what a relationship really is and why romance has just become a business as opposed to the relationship between two people. Well, you both say, and you know this, women just want to feel loved, but that means so many different things. How do you help the partners realize what love means to their other partner, their spouse, their significant other?
You know, that's a great question, and I think it begins with kind of taking a huge step back and a deep breath and letting go of all those preconceived notions that you should know. If you love me, you should know exactly what I want and what to do. And it's just not true. I get so many, you really don't know. I mean, even going back to your first question with Chuck, I've had women come in and be upset that their husband bought them a diamond bracelet. Well, why does that upset you? Because there was no thought put into it. He didn't write me a personal note. I would have rather had a flower that he picked from the yard and given it to me. And I've had the other side where, you know, they got candy or whatever and they wanted a diamond bracelet. So you really don't know without a conversation. It's clear communication. It's taking a step back, letting go of those preconceived notions that someone should know. And more than that, judging. Like, women tend to judge how much their partner loves them, or even if their partner loves them, by how well they know their desires. And it's just not true. I mean, your husband's not a mind reader. Women are a little
better. Amen, sister.
Yeah. Women are a little better. But, I mean, even in that movie, I don't remember how many people watched this, but Pretty Woman, you know, Richard Gere and Julia Roberts, when at the end he comes up in the car in the what is that, limousine, through the top, and he's got flowers in his hand and he's holding them up. He's doing that because Julia Roberts said to him, I want a man that comes up to me in a white horse, you know, with his dagger held high, his sword held high, and proclaiming his love for me. And he did it in a little bit different way, but he did it because she made it very clear what she wanted. You know, so men want to make you happy. They really do. Women kind of don't believe that a lot. So you really, you need to sit back, tell your partner exactly what you want, and actually be specific. That's another thing that happens where, well, I want flowers. Flowers make me feel special. And then the guy, you know, adds them to the grocery list. And I've seen that done. Or I've seen other men make grand gestures with, you know, the 5-foot-tall roses, but their wife likes daisies or carnations. You need to let your partner know what you really want and what about that makes it so special for you. You know, I was at the gym this morning, and a couple people gave me handwritten notes and Valentine's, and they were so sweet and special because they were just a special note about me and what my presence meant to them. And I think most men and women feel the same way. It's not really the grand gesture. That might look good when you're talking to your friends if you're 20 and, oh, he gave me a diamond. But mostly what makes your heart feel good is something personal, I think, that's given to you.
And from a man's point of view, we do sometimes feel that women expect us to know. And so we try our best, and the only way that we know that we're not doing it is when we are told that didn't work. So and I've told this to both men and women, it really helps men if you can be specific about what you like. And I think we're going to go into how they can find that out shortly, but we want help. We really want help.
Well, and this is what's so great about having you both on the show, because you've got the woman's perspective and the man's perspective, and this all truly comes down to the fundamentals of communication in a relationship, and it is not limited to romance, although that's what we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. But I think you said it well. We're not mind readers. We want to believe that each other can, especially, you know, Jack and I have been together 34 years. I would hope he could read my mind.
Whoa.
But I know that he can't all the time. And a lot of that isn't because they don't want to. He doesn't want to. It's just there are so many other things on his mind.
Right.
That reading mind is just getting pushed out by, I don't know, work, other things.
Mm-hmm.
So we Life, we truly need to take that time to sit down with each other to say, okay, what do you want to do? Now, I'm going to just kind of switch things a little bit here, because at Christmas, don't you find that people say, okay, what do you want to do over the holiday? You know, how are we going to do gifts?
Yeah.
How are we going to do this? But we don't do that at Valentine's Day because we make these wild assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
We actually do that at Valentine's Day.
Okay, well, I would hope
that what do you want to do on Valentine's Day? Chuck said, you're taking the day off. Okay.
Oh, well, now, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And I think that's a great representation for everyone that's listening. What a simple thing to do. Okay, let's have a plan. What are we going to do? And Chuck tells you exactly what he wants. He wants a day with you.
Yeah.
And that's what it means. So, all right, what'd you ask Chuck for?
Wow. Oh, actually, my big request usually for Valentine's Day is to go to sushi for dinner. Because I love sushi, and it's not something he really likes that much. So we usually go once a year.
So isn't that just the coolest thing, is you asked, and I'm noticing as I'm listening to the two of you talking, you're not talking about, I want flowers, hearts, and roses. I want time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I want time to enjoy the things that are pleasurable to me, just this once. That's all I want.
Well, there's something that I learned a long time ago from someone that I was dating, and she made her son's birthday a week long, and I thought that that was great. So now all our holidays are extended holidays.
Yes.
And I think
very fattening.
I think Marilyn was going to tell you that we watch Valentine's Day movies this whole week just to start to get in the mood. And then over the time that we've been together, we do know what each other likes.
Right.
So I'm not a sushi fan, but we go to this incredible Japanese sushi restaurant that's made in kind of a Japanese temple style.
Yeah.
And we're going to go see a romantic comedy.
That opens tomorrow.
And we'll be spending the day together. And
well, wait, there's something else you do that's always very special. He makes it kind of like Christmas morning when you're a little kid and you can't wait to get downstairs and open your stocking. When I go downstairs in the morning on Valentine's Day, or basically any other holiday, the dining room table is all like made up with whatever he does for that day. So it could be roses, it could be another flower I like, it could be a gift I want, or cookies or candy, or it might be my hot coffee from Starbucks and a bagel, because that's my favorite too. So, you know, he always does that. So it's kind of like Christmas on a holiday. It's very much fun. I love it.
And isn't that, you know, those are just such simple things that you can do easily. They don't require a lot of money, which, you know, is an issue. They don't require a lot of money. They don't necessarily require a lot of effort. They're just simple things. So you guys, okay, I want to know, because I'm thinking if there's a man out there listening, he's going, do I really have to watch romantic movies all week? Well, no, but if that's what you both enjoy, ask. You know, what's important? Maybe it's he wants to go see an action film and she wants to see a romantic comedy. Okay, give each other what you want and you both benefit as opposed to one or the other.
Chuck actually said on Valentine's Day, I'll go see whatever that, there's some mushy movie coming out. And he said, but Saturday, can we go see Die Hard?
I love it. Oh, that's good. Well, you know, as you're talking to your clients, I mean, we all come from very different backgrounds, because I know how I was raised and my family situation was very different from Jack's. How do you help a couple who comes from such diverse backgrounds to understand why what the other ones wants is important?
We have a couple different tools that we use, but the basic bottom line is that you just ask and you have a conversation over a cup of coffee or after dinner or something when you're just alone, and you have a conversation about what makes you feel good, what makes you happy, what do you enjoy doing on your special days like Valentine's Day and your birthday and Christmas. And just the technique, first of all, is just to listen and ask questions and don't offer up any kind of advice or anything. Just let it all flow out. And one of the tools that we like to use is the five love languages. It's by Dr. Gary Chapman, and he defines five different ways that people perceive that they receive love. The first one would be words of affirmation. So I love yous are important. The second one would be quality time. And that would be no TV, no fancy stuff, just going out for a walk or just sitting down and talking. Quality time. And quality time can be short. It can be 15 minutes. But if you have your partner's undivided attention in a really busy week, 15 minutes is 15
minutes.
That means
a lot.
Yes. The third one is receiving gifts. That's my favorite. And in fact, well, Marilyn can tell you the story about receiving gifts because it was her experience.
Oh, okay.
But we had a family of eight kids, and so my parents weren't rich. But on Christmas, we had a little stack of presents, and it just felt so abundant and so much fun to receive those, that's how I learned how to give gifts. The fourth one is acts of service. And we hear this all the time. Women would say, you know, if I would come home and the house would be clean, or the vacuuming would be done, or my car was washed, or the oil was changed, I would think you love me so much. And then the fifth one is physical touch. A lot of people like just walking by each other through the house and touching each other or giving hugs or giving kisses. So those are five different ways. And we kind of ask people, which do you prefer? And two people could have two different ways. So if I like receiving gifts and Marilyn likes quality time, we have to know that. and then we make that work.
Well, you give the person what they want,
yes,
not what you want.
Exactly.
So if it's Chuck's special time, he should get gifts, not time with me. And if it's my special time and I want time, then I want time. I don't want a gift. His time would mean more to me.
See, what a perfect way to look at this, because so often we'll hear about men and women giving the other partner what they would
want.
Like to have.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's a big mistake.
I want the big screen television. It's like, I could give a rip about a big screen television, but I would really like you to make dinner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, that brings up another thing. Men, do not give women presents that help them do housework. Like vacuums or toasters or things like that. They don't like that.
Well, and sometimes women will ask for those things because they think that's the only time they're going to get it. Right? But it's not what you want. It just should be something for the house. It should not be labeled a gift. That's very annoying. When I work with couples, I usually don't use the 5 love languages, but I use the 3. They're more NLP, the visual, auditory, and kinesthetic tendencies, because sometimes they're easier to figure out without talking if you're not talking a lot to your partner. And visual people are... Well, they'll use words like, I see you, you know, things like that. I look at this, I see you. And they like things that are big and clean. And those people, so you can tell by your partner's actions or the words they use. They talk really fast, too. Guess what I am? So they like gifts. They are the people that like gifts and the clean house kind of thing. Auditory people hear you. They're always listening. Do you hear that? You know, what did you hear? That kind of thing. And they're the ones that like the spoken word, the gesture, the I love yous.
And you can tell about auditory people most of the time because they don't look at you. When we have people in our sessions that are auditory, they're looking down and listening.
They look down, yeah. And that really drives visual people crazy because they want eye contact. And kinesthetic is the touch. So that was what Chuck was saying about holding hands and cuddling, sitting close, that kind of thing. And I really had this pointed out to me years ago when a friend of mine kept saying, do you think my husband loves me? And I was looking at her like she was crazy. The guy would travel all the time and send her these incredible gifts. And I thought, what do you mean? Of course he loves you. But she's very auditory. So she just wanted him to call and say, I love you, or how are you today? I was thinking about you. And it makes such a huge difference that you would normally not be aware of. But it's something we do need to keep in mind.
What do you say to the person who says, I don't know what's going to make me feel loved?
Well, that's
I'm
a
just
sad person.
Going, yeah. Well, and I'm sitting there going, okay, this is making assumptions that people know what love feels like. But what happens when you've got someone who really doesn't know? How do you help pull that out of them?
Well, a couple things come to mind for me. If you don't know what makes you feel loved, then there's a bigger problem. There's a big, deep hole there that you need to start exploring and filling. But usually you know if you feel happy, if your heart sings when somebody says, I love you, or if somebody holds you, you know, you're walking down the street and whoever you're with takes your hand and holds it or something or puts his arm around you, or they give you a gift or, you know, whatever, and that makes your heart sing. That kind of tells you right there.
And you could even do the opposite. You could look at what you are not getting in your life. So let's say, for example, you know that your partner doesn't say, I love you, and you're missing that. So you flip it around and you say, oh, I like words of affirmation. I like words of love. I'm an auditory person. You look at what you're missing, and then you can flip that around, and that tells you what you like.
Oh, and that's just simple too, isn't it?
Yeah, very simple.
I kid. So what about the folks that are in those long-term relationships? And I look a lot at couples that are older, that they were never taught to talk about romance and love. And in fact, they don't talk about it. So how do you help them broach the subject?
Well, that would kind of assume they want to, wouldn't it? I mean, some people are happy. I see older couples and, well, I guess maybe I just notice older couples that are happy. I just love seeing older people that walk down the street and they're holding hands and they have that smile in their eyes, you know, and I think, oh, I want to be like that. So, I mean, romance means different things to different people, and they might be making their each other feel happy in different ways, where they're just together and feel close and secure and, you know, they're just comfortable. That's happiness and romance to some people. We can't judge it by our standards, sure. I don't think.
But to answer your question, though, we do get people in our office, and sometimes they're senior citizens, and they are missing things in their life, which is one of the reasons why they come in. And mm-hmm. our basic, simple response is, if you're missing something, ask for it. And the way to ask for it is to own it. Own it by saying, this is what I would like. This is what I am missing. Is this something that you could do? Instead of blaming, I don't ever get this and I don't ever get that. That will put your that will push your partner away. But if you can own it, if you can take responsibility for what you're thinking and then ask for it, hopefully that will start a conversation. The simplest things make relationships great. So ask for it.
I love that, because I talk to so many people who go, you know, I feel like I'm talking to a brick wall. My husband doesn't listen or my wife doesn't listen. And it's like, all right, how do you break through that? But the truth is, you have to ask and you have to get their attention when they're not sitting there watching the football game or in the middle of work or some other time when it really isn't a good time to have that conversation. You have to pick your times, don't you?
Yeah, that's very important. And I just think what Chuck said was so important. It's how you're speaking to them. If you're saying, you're blaming me, if I'm blaming you and saying, I never get this, you're going to push your partner up against the wall and he's not going to hear a word you're saying. But if instead you're saying, you know, I noticed that I really miss hearing you say I love you, or I really miss when we used to sit on the sofa and cuddle and watch a show together or take a walk. You know, I'd like to start doing that again. That's going to get a totally different response than you never.
So, that becomes a harping situation, and
that's
totally turn off.
Yeah.
Well, in the last few minutes that we've got here of the show, okay, Chuck, I'm going to start with you. Okay. What are some really great Valentine's Day gift ideas that you'd suggest out there?
Based on my experience with lots of women.
Asking
for what they wanted, it's basically quality time. So if men could give women their undivided attention, to find a place that they really would love to go, figure out what kind of little gifts they want, that undivided attention is going to make their partner feel absolutely special. Mm-hmm. And that's all. Marilyn alluded to it in the beginning, but I don't think women believe all the time that men just want to make their partners happy. And so that's, I think, the greatest thing that can make women happy, quality, special time.
Marilyn, what about men?
I totally agree with that. I think that men, too, want to spend time with their wife and want to know that their wife or girlfriend, whoever it is, wants to spend time with them. So if you make the time to be together and do something special that you'd both enjoy, I think, to me, that's top of the list. Gifts are, like, way overrated as far as I'm concerned. That being said, I do know that the key to Chuck's heart is not just gifts, but gifts of food. Anything with lots of frosting on it specifically would be a wonderful gift that he would appreciate.
Like that birthday cake with the extra
pound. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Cheryl made me a special birthday cake with lots of buttercream frosting. I cut it up into little pieces so it would last a long time.
food can be a great gift.
Yeah.
And, you know, for Jack and I love it when he cooks dinner. I love to cook, but I hate to chop. And when he's done all of that, it's such a simple thing, but it feels so good to say, my husband fixed me dinner tonight.
Exactly.
Even if it's grilling, I mean, it's such a simple thing to say, okay, why don't you do dinner tonight? This is what's going to make me feel loved. Why don't you do dinner tonight? Grilling's fine. I just need to not be in the kitchen. And I wish Jack was on the phone. I would ask him to say the same thing. But of course, he's upstairs in his office working. Mm. Well, we've got just, actually, we don't have a whole lot of time left. So Why don't you tell everyone how to reach Marilyn and Chuck, where to reach you on the internet, and how to get in contact with you for some more great ideas?
There are two ways. Our website is relationshipspecialists.com, and Facebook is facebook.com/therelationshipspecialists, again, plural. And on either site, they can sign up for our newsletter, which announces everything we're doing, and they can get a free paper on the top 10 tips on how to make your relationship great. So either one of those websites is where I would start, and then signing up for the newsletter can get all our information.
Wonderful. Well, Marilyn and Chuck, thank you for being my guest today. It's fun as always.
Yes.
And for everyone listening, thank you for being here on this first show on my Wednesday morning. I want to thank my producer, Mike, and Brent Carey for making this possible. Next week, we'll be here with the Bliss Lady, Terry Williams. I'll see you next week. Until then, lead with love and realize you are loved. Have a great week.